Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Hard to believe, but we're now in month 4 of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States. In North Carolina, our hospitalizations and daily cases have hit new records in recent weeks, and Governor Roy Cooper is now making face masks a requirement in most public spaces. It's an unprecedented move in an unprecedented time. And today, we'll answer your questions about the mask mandate. That's coming up on FAQ City. Hey, it's Nick Della Canale, and on today's podcast, people in North Carolina are now required to wear face masks in many public places. It's part of an executive order issued Wednesday by Governor Roy Cooper in an effort to prevent further spread of the coronavirus. So when and where do you have to wear a mask? Can you get a ticket for not wearing one? Well, joining me to answer those and other questions is WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly. Hey, Claire.
Hey.
Okay, and before we start, a brief disclaimer. General knowledge about the virus and the disease it causes, COVID-19, is still evolving. The same holds true for the government's response. Also, we are recording this on Friday, June 26th at 3:49 p.m., and things are always changing. So either tune into WFAE or go to WFAE.org for the latest. Okay, so Claire, give us a breakdown of the latest COVID-19 announcement for Charlotte and for the state of North Carolina.
Well, at a press conference on Wednesday, June 24th, Governor Roy Cooper made the announcement that the state would not move into phase 3 of reopening. If you remember, Nick, phase 3 would have meant businesses like bars, gyms, and theaters could reopen. But phase 3 was dependent on the number of COVID-19 cases going down, not up. And as it stands, the state's number continues to climb to the point where New York is now considering North Carolina a hot zone. As Cooper explained,
since the beginning of this pandemic, I have been clear that data and science would lead the way. In following that standard, it's clear that our numbers will keep us from moving ahead into the next phase of easing restrictions.
So beginning Friday, June 26th at 5 p.m., North Carolina residents will have to wear face masks in many public places. Restaurants will have to continue to limit their dining room capacity to 50%, and those restrictions will stay in place for at least another 3 weeks until July 17th.
And we'll get to what that executive order says in a second. But first, I just wanted to clarify something. We've been hearing some officials say face covering, not face mask. Is there really a difference between the two?
Good question. So they're more or less the same thing. Officials have just been using the broader term face covering to include any fabric that covers both your nose and mouth. So that could be a bandana, a scarf, a t-shirt, anything like that, or an actual face mask that loops around your ears or ties behind your head.
Okay, got it. So what exactly does this new order say? Who has to wear a mask or face covering and where?
Right. So most people are required to wear a mask. There are a couple of exceptions, which I can talk about in a second. So you have to wear a mask anywhere in public where you will be or could be within 6 feet of other people. According to the executive order, that includes places like grocery stores, other retail stores, healthcare facilities, hair salons, tattoo parlors, daycare centers, public transportation, and meat processing plants. You're also required to wear a mask in restaurants, but you can take it off if you're sitting at your table eating or drinking. If you're interested in reading the full executive order, we'll have a link on our website, WFAE.org.
Okay, and we mentioned that there are some exceptions to this mandate. Who are the people who aren't necessarily required to wear masks?
Yeah, so under the executive order, kids under the age of 11 don't have to wear masks. And you also don't have to wear one if you shouldn't for medical reasons, like if you have trouble breathing or will have a hard time taking a mask on and off by yourself.
Okay, and what if you're just going on a walk, say, just around your neighborhood? Would you still have to wear a mask in that case?
Nope. As long as you're staying away from other people, you're allowed to take a walk or exercise outside without a mask.
Okay, and what about summer events with groups? One of our listeners, Diana, is asking about mass gatherings during this executive order.
Right, so we're still in phase two, and so that means the limit remains at 10 people for indoor gatherings and a limit of 25 people for outdoor gatherings. And now, also in most cases, you'll have to wear masks.
And did the governor say why he issued this mask requirement? Are there other states with this kind of mask mandate?
Yeah, so Cooper said his administration has seen a number of studies showing that masks or face coverings slow the spread of the coronavirus.
Overwhelming evidence that is growing by the week shows that wearing a face covering can greatly reduce the spread of COVID-19, especially from people who have it and don't know it yet. Face coverings are a simple way to control this virus while protecting ourselves, our families, and the other people around us.
So the idea is, since the coronavirus is a respiratory virus, wearing a mask or something that covers both your mouth and nose can keep you from spreading that virus. And yes, other states do have mask requirements like this, including, among others, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Kentucky, and Maryland.
Okay, well, thanks for those answers, Claire. Stay with us for a minute, though. We have to take a short break. But coming up, how will police departments enforce this mask requirement? Can you get a ticket for not wearing one? We'll get to those questions and more right after this short break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hey, folks. Today's podcast was made possible by listeners like you. Thank you to the listeners who've been submitting their questions on wfae.org/FAQCity. And thank you to the listeners who made a contribution to WFAE to support breaking news and in-depth reporting. If you learned something from today's episode and want to support it, share the link on social media or give this podcast a rating and a review in your favorite podcast app. And if you want to support the podcast even further, become a member of WFAE with a donation of any amount. Just hit the donate button on WFAE.org, and thank you for your support. Hey, we're back. I'm Nick Delacanal, here with WFAE health reporter Claire Donnelly. We're talking about North Carolina's new face mask requirement because of the coronavirus. And Claire, a lot of people have been wondering, how is this new rule going to be enforced? Like, could someone potentially get a ticket if they go to the grocery store and forget their mask in the car?
Good question. So no, you can't get a ticket for not wearing a mask. The executive order says police and law enforcement aren't allowed to issue citations against individual people who don't wear face coverings. But they can cite businesses or organizations. Here's Governor Cooper.
The responsibility here is on the businesses and the organizations to make sure that their employees and their customers wear these face coverings. And that is where law enforcement can make their citations.
But there's an exception to this. So if a business doesn't let someone in because they're not wearing a mask, but that person goes in anyway or refuses to leave, police can cite that person for trespassing.
Okay, so how have police departments and sheriff's offices been responding to the new order? And what are they saying?
Well, Nick, you actually emailed the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department on Friday, and the CMPD spokesman said they will enforce the order, but will try to educate and talk with business owners and get them to comply voluntarily before they start issuing citations. Iredell County Sheriff Darren Campbell posted on Facebook that he believes the mask mandate is, quote, not only unconstitutional, but unenforceable. He said his office has, quote, no intention of enforcing the order. Sampson County Sheriff Jimmy Thornton said something similar. The governor hasn't yet responded to those statements.
And so when they say they're not enforcing the order, that means they're not citing businesses, right?
Right, because like I said, the order prohibits police from citing individual people who aren't wearing masks.
Got it. So, Claire, you've been watching North Carolina's coronavirus numbers. We've been seeing an increase in the number of cases, right? And is that also part of the reason for this new mask requirement?
Yes. So that was a big part of Cooper's press conference announcing the new order. So state health officials have been saying for the past couple of weeks that our coronavirus numbers are moving in the wrong direction. On Wednesday, the same day of the governor's announcement, we had our second highest number of daily new cases. We've also seen an increase in the number of people who are hospitalized because of the virus and in the number of people going to the emergency room with coronavirus-like symptoms. Here's the governor again.
The numbers we see are a stark warning, and we must pay attention. I'm concerned. As we've watched and studied and dissected these numbers in recent weeks, that concern has grown.
In addition to the mask requirement, Cooper also decided to pause North Carolina's reopening process. So businesses like bars and gyms will stay closed for at least another 3 weeks.
Okay, we're also getting a question from one of our listeners, Jill, who asks if there's a number to call to report a violation of the Phase 2 stay-at-home order.
Mm-hmm. So the city of Charlotte has recommended calling 311 or registering complaints on the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department's website.
Okay, that's WFAE health reporter Claire Donnelly. That's all the time we have today, but thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions about masks, the coronavirus, or anything else related to Charlotte, share it with us on WFAE.org. We're continuing to report on how the virus is affecting the Charlotte area, and your questions and story ideas keep us going. You can also keep up with all of our coverage on air or at WFAE.org. If you're a curious person and you want to hear more FAQ City stories, both upcoming and from the archives, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or wherever else you get podcasts. That's all for this week of FAQ City. Until next time, take care and stay safe. I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.